Anything that is in its original, authentic, natural state has a certain kind of magic to it. An ability to delight, to uplift anyone or thing that comes around that energy. One who is in that state also has an ability to bring souls closer to home. Magic is not something that belongs just in fairy tales. It's the natural ability of our minds to create beauty, love, peace, and power as we wish and when we wish. It's a certain kind of mastery. And though it's contained in all of us, the Supreme Being, the highest soul, God, is the one who eternally remains the magician. The rest of us lose touch with our powers in the physical world. And by coming into the rays of light of the Supreme Being, we allow that magic to fall on our minds and restore a lost beauty, power, and potential to the soul. When that magic falls on us, it's as if the corners that have been dark and full of sorrow become lit with a new kind of radiance. The magic of that light, and the magic, most of all, of that love, returns us to our own unique beauty and our own power as spiritual magicians, creators of whatever we wish. But this magic comes with a price. We do have to do something to come under its influence. We have to use the key of spiritual effort, the key of spiritual knowledge, to unlock the door and to step out of the four walls of matter that have held us. Because this belief in matter over spirituality has kept us from our own awareness of our magic. Take a moment now to rise up out of the house of matter that has held you and to allow yourself to feel weightless, light as a cloud, absolutely peaceful, like that sky that you're looking at. And drift slowly into a realm of light beyond the physical dimension, where God, as the spiritual magician, dwells. When we use the key to enter this space and to let go of the world of matter, we can come under the influence of the highest magic. Let yourself become lost in the silence and the peace. And in the truth of the Supreme Being. Again, anything natural or original has a magic that can transform us and bring us closer to home. In the same way that when you walk through a beautiful area of nature, whether trees or lakes or waterfalls, that nature works a magic on you and creates a peace inside of you. Just spend a few moments allowing the presence of the Supreme Being to fill you with silence, to restore your sense of who you are as an eternal, beautiful, powerful being of light, capable of creating anything you want with just a thought. With a thought of love, you can begin to create situations of love. With thoughts of peace, you can begin to create physical situations of peace. With thoughts of power, you can begin to create scenes in your life where you're the hero or the heroine. But this magic, this ability to create, belongs to you and is awakened on a deep level through the connection with the Supreme Being. It's almost like God is the master magician, is able to restore our natural magic so that we can return to our lives to illuminate every scene of our life and to create the life that we've dreamed of. To create love where there is hatred, to create peace where there has been peacelessness, to create joy where there has been sorrow. Our connection with the Supreme Being can restore this natural magic and remind us just how powerful and beautiful we truly are.